We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Small Talk, a show about small business for small business. Here's your host, Mark S. Lee.
Good morning and welcome to Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. Doug, good morning. How you doing on a snowy weekend?
Yeah, it finally happened, didn't it?
No, darn it. Yes, it did. We were living on borrowed time. You know that,
that's
don't
right.
you?
That's right. We were getting kisses from the weather gods for, you know, a few weeks now, so it's like this, it finally happened. So, anyway.
But you know, this past Wednesday across the Motor City, there were quite a few spinouts.
Yeah.
You know, a little
bit
of ice there, and the weather warmed up. But, you know, we want to tell you all just to slow down. We know we've been fortunate this winter. Just take your time on the roads and, you know, let the plow trucks and everybody do their thing, but just take your time and slow down. Make sure you keep that distance between the cars in front of you and behind you as well.
And if you're not driving, just stay home and listen to Small Talk for now.
And listen to Small Talk, and you know it is.
Grab that hot cup of coffee.
The hot cup of coffee is always like to say. Hey, did you check out a couple of the NFL games, the playoffs this weekend?
Well, they're coming up this afternoon, so we'll see what's going on, so yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah, so after this weekend, it'll be the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, before we get started, I got to say the coolest thing, though. Doc, you know this. One of my ex-students is starting for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
And we have been emailing back and forth. It was just so cool. Last weekend, he was the guy that pushed the Kansas City scored a touchdown. He pushed him over the goal line.
Yeah.
And he's number 77. His name is Andrew Wiley. So, Andrew, you know, congratulations and continue doing well.
My team. I hope they do that well. It's gonna be a good battle between them and the Patriots this afternoon.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right. Yeah. We want you all to sit back and relax. To Doug's point, enjoy that nice hot cup of coffee, as I like to say, on this cold January weekend. And one special shout out. This is the birthday celebration for the late great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Tomorrow is the national holiday. We want you all to certainly have the proper thoughts for the legendary late great Dr. King, and I will be moderating a session this afternoon, in fact, on Dr. King's as part of a celebration over there at Eastern Michigan University, and we will be talking about the movie, The Hate U Give, and I will be moderating a session and tying it into Dr. King. All right, we got a lot of introductions, but that's okay. We got a great lineup for guests, and this show is brought to you by Domino's, of course, and Todd England is the Senior Director of Enterprise and Direct Sales for Comcast Business Heartland Region, which includes Michigan and Indiana, and he's really doing some great things over there. And Todd, I want to say welcome back to Small Talk.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much.
So glad to have you back here. And got to ask you, as we're still early in the year, and we're going to spend some time talking about preparing businesses over the next few minutes, talking about the new technology solutions and recommendations that you may have. So what are some of the trends, some small business trends that people should or businesses should pay attention to this year when it comes to technology?
Yeah, Mark, I think any small business owner out there, you know, we have to ask the question, is your head in the clouds yet, right? And I know that can have a couple different meanings, right?
Yeah.
But we really look at the growth of cloud-based solutions in 2019 continuing. 2018. I think saw rapid growth of that. And what does that mean to the businesses today, right? The cloud solutions are really letting you, are allowing you to manage multiple sites or multiple different applications from mm-hmm. a single platform or single location.
Well, and as we talk about the cloud, and mm-hmm. I'm becoming more of an expert there.
I still
have a tendency of messing up every once in a while. But at least in my next question, you know, and the thought here is a lot of small businesses don't have an IT person. They do everything, quite frankly, right? And so from that standpoint, what advice can you give to that person who's not going to hire the IT person? I am the IT person for the Lee Group.
Yeah. And I would probably put 70% of our customers are in that same type of realm, right?
Yeah. So
they don't have the IT staff, or more importantly, the guy locked away in the back called, you know, in the IT room per se. So without the use of the IT guy, I think you have to look at your providers, right?
Okay.
And make sure that they're providing you a package of solutions that fit your specific business needs. If you're in, you know, a vertical that, you know, really relies on, you know, external purchases, you got to make sure that security and encryption of those are important. Is your provider part of that? Can your provider send out an individual, sit down, have a conversation specific to your business, and then address the specific needs that your business needs? And more importantly, I think, is introduce newer technologies that maybe you weren't thinking to optimize business performance or improve customer service. Those are all items that you should be discussing.
And I think you make a very good point. Security, excuse me, security is always a challenge. I think that, you know, over the last couple of years, I've been relatively fortunate. I've had a couple of situations mm-hmm. where I've had to work directly with my website host, if you will, and they took care of all the issues for me. But I think a lot of us still have that fear. You know, okay, my background, I've worked in corporate for a long time, and I could just pick up the phone and call my IT support person,
right?
And now I'm calling, you know, people directly to help me to solve these problems. And I think from a small business perspective, there's still a lot of challenges where people have that fear factor ahead of them.
And I totally agree with you. You know, and I think even me as a corporate employee, I'm amazed sometimes when I think about the level of security that we have just on our network, right? And then I go speak to customers, and unfortunately, I hear some of the, you know, either threats or some of those, the ransoms that, you know, the ransomware that have come out there. So a couple different things that we've done to address that, right? So Comcast has partnered with some of the major providers, and a lot of those have gone to cloud services as well. When you look at Microsoft Office 365, mm-hmm. that's a product that's cloud-based. That is actually part of a subset of products that we offer off of our traditional internet services. There's several products. Microsoft 365 DocuSign is a mm-hmm. secure document service that we offer. Carbonite Pro is another one. These are all providers and select products that really provide that customer kind of that, as you said, levels of protection that they need to kind of sleep better at night, make sure their business is secure, especially if you're the owner of the business. Have I done the right things to make sure that my business is, number one, obviously revenue growing and staying afloat, but am I protecting myself as well? And then if I can partner with, you know, said provider to run through those services, what does it really mean for you, and how can it help protect me?
We're talking to Todd England this morning, and he is the senior director over at Comcast Business. He's the senior director of enterprise direct sales for Comcast Business. You know, you make a good point. I mean, here's another example, and I'm so glad we have this conversation early in the year, because I think we're learning from each other's experiences, and listeners can learn as well. But for example, right before the holidays, I started getting all these spam emails through my website, through my company's website. And I'm like, wow. So I called my web, the host, for mm-hmm. the people hosting my website. They took care of it. And they called me back. They said, well, here's the issue. They said, you left one filter open. I said, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And so clearly what they did is they were able to modify and close that filter for me. And now I've gotten no spam, you know, coming from these people out there, wherever they're emailing me from. But she also made an interesting comment. She says, you know, as you've gotten all those email requests, those spams, eventually your website was going to shut down.
For sure.
Had no idea. Had no idea that could happen to you.
It is. It's, you know, I think some of the hackers, obviously, they're finding new and creative ways, right?
Yeah.
And with the size of Comcast and our partnerships with some of the providers we discussed, we're staying in front of those, right? And it comes from having that consultative conversation with one of our local sales reps or calling in and just kind of running through those business issues that are coming up. Now with Comcast offering these services, or this suite of services that we want to call, such as one that we do is website, right? We can answer those questions for you. We can make sure that when you're making that phone call, it's to your provider, right? Because what you'll find sometimes is now you get some finger pointing, right, between those services. And this cloud and this suite of solutions, we're able to rectify, make sure that services are up and running, security is there, web content filtering is in place, and then as well as your web page is up and running the way you want. So I think when you really look at, you know, the old saying is one throat to choke, right? I always say it's one back to pat. And I think that we've really grown into that situation.
It's early in the year, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're having this conversation. We want you to prepare your business here in 2019 and beyond. Project Greenlight, talking about partnerships that Comcast certainly has. Been a lot of discussion about Project Greenlight in the Motor City, and businesses are tying into that Project Greenlight. And for those listeners across the country, it's a program where, you, for example, gas stations are videotaping people coming in using HD video footage, and it's really helped with the Detroit Police Department. The video goes directly to the police department, I believe.
And, you are correct.
Right?
Yes.
And in some cases, it's really stopped crime and it's reduced crime in those areas. And people are excited about that. And Comcast has been very much involved in that program.
Yeah. The people, I'd say Comcast is very excited about it as well, Mark. It's an awesome partnership that we've developed. I think it's helped us grow some relationships in the city as well. There's been multiple press conferences with the mayor and the chief of police that have mentioned the project and even Comcast involvement in it. It's continued to grow. Project Greenlight, the stats, I don't know, have them readily at hand.
Understood.
But I believe it's north of 30% in those areas where crime rates have dropped, which is just awesome, right? And to be able to say that Comcast and Comcast Business, more importantly, have played a role in that, that's a prideful thing for Comcast.
Absolutely.
And the region.
And speaking, and it's been Detroit-focused, but what's available for businesses outside of the city as well?
So honestly, the success of that has really, you know, stirred conversations internally as well as customers just saying, hey, I need that for my business, right? I'm not in the city of Detroit or I'm not in an area that is deemed Project Greenlight area. So what we've done is we've actually launched a product called Smart Office, right? And Smart Office allows a small to medium business owner to monitor, review, store camera footage, right? So anywhere from 2 to, I think we're up to, I believe we're doing 8 to 10 cameras in a location. Then you can take that and do multiple locations. Mm-hmm. So now you get that single seat cloud base that we talk about where I own six restaurants. I can monitor all six restaurants across the network from one single location. Not only can I monitor, I can go back and review tape. Mm-hmm. I'm missing money out of the till. Someone didn't lock the doors properly. Whatever that piece is, that gives that customer single seat ability to review that. Our products now also come with storage. 60 days of storage. It's a gig vault, if you want to call it that. Highly secured, cloud-based, right? That's just how the products are on. And that Smart Office product, while it's a version of Project Greenlight, doesn't have the direct tie to the police department, probably, and for some customers, they might appreciate that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
but the next piece is, you know, as an individual business owner, I now have some of those really great aspects.
Wow.
Right? We monitor cameras and traffic at our house. Why would we not do it in our business?
Absolutely. You know, it just shows you, I think years ago, in our closing minute or so, years ago, briefly, I don't think we understood the value of technology. And now we're really seeing the value of technology for safety and reduction in crime and for businesses to help the cloud-based, you know, functions of doing grab your documents from anywhere. And now we're, I think, for the first time, fully realize the impact that technology can have on our business as well.
Yeah, I've been in the industry, you know, for about 15 years specifically, and just watching the technology drive in the businesses, right? Business operational efficiencies is something that, you know, me and my team talk through with customers quite a bit, and it seems to go really well using that technology. Work faster, work smarter, right? Those are things that technology is really allowing to do. Then you take it into the business efficiencies, right? We're dealing with car washes and dry cleaners, and they can tell where their order's at and what's their queue look like. They can business owners can track, you know, their POS systems, which are the point of sale systems that allow them to see the real time, how the store's running, how things are going. I mean, that is really seeing technology through. Then when we talk about 19, we talk about the cloud is now I'm able to see that across multiple sites,
mm-hmm,
right? I still remember technology where you had to call in, right? Some of our business owners talk about the days where they had to call all 15 stores or drive to all 15 stores to see how the store was going.
Yeah.
Now you take that operational efficiency and you say, hey, where else can we put this manpower? Where else can we put those savings?
Well, I got to say, you know, clearly you're making it easy for customers. And in closing, where can people go get more information? What website can they visit to get more information about these technology solutions?
Sure. I believe the website that we use is comcastbusiness.com.
Outstanding. Well, Todd England, Senior Director of Enterprise Direct Sales for Comcast Business, thank you for coming in and sharing this information with our listeners. We appreciate it.
Awesome, Mark, and I appreciate the hot cup of Java here.
Ah, you got it. No problem. In fact, what we're going to do is to continue this conversation on the residential side with our good friend, Ms. Michelle Gilbert, who's also from Comcast. She's in the studio. We're going to continue the conversation in the next segment on Small Talk with Mark Esley, brought to you by Domino's.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Mark Esley, brought to you by Domino's. Yes, Domino's. We want to order some product today, some pizzas and everything else as you're sitting back and watching the NFL playoffs, though. They've been a great partner of ours.
Yes, they have.
Since day one.
They'd be a tough day for delivery, though.
Yeah.
The snow, but
yeah, you know, good luck. We had this technology conversation. You do that Jetsons thing that you always do.
What?
Yeah.
So they can fly
the pizzas using the Jetsons.
There you go.
All right.
Use drones. That's
using
good.
Drones. All right. We're going to continue the conversation. The first segment, we had Mr. Todd England from Comcast and Comcast Business. He was giving us some technology solutions to support your business. This segment, we're going to now continue to focus on technology, but focus on the residential side. So here's my co-host, who's been on Small Talk several times, Ms. Michelle Gilbert from Comcast, Vice President of Public Relations for the Heartland Region for Comcast. Michelle, welcome back to
Small
Talk.
Good morning. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah? Did you fly through the Jetsons, you know, the Jetsons scene to get through the snow and everything?
Right. Four-wheel drive, it's called.
Oh, it's called four-wheel drive. Yeah. All right. So here we are. We're in a brand new year, middle part of January, and you know, people are talking about technology, or they might have some technology resolutions, for lack of a better phrase. Let's kind of start with down that path, and let's talk about from a residential standpoint, what does it take to have technology in top shape, just like we're talking about healthcare and being in shape for the year. What about from a technology standpoint? What does it take to be in tip-top shape for the year?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we rely on the technology in our homes every single day, but we don't necessarily think about checking up on it and making sure it's running the way it should. So when we're putting together, whether you call them New Year's resolutions or focus areas for the new year, however you want to phrase it, you should keep your technology in mind. And, you know, one of the most important things that we tell people is to check and make sure you're getting the internet speeds that you're paying for. It's very easy. All you need to do is conduct a speed test. We even have our own speed test for our customers, although I believe anyone can use it. It's speedtest.xfinity.com. And you can, from your computer, check your internet speeds so that you know what you're getting based on the plan that you're paying for.
What is that again?
I'm on my nail. Speed test.
Okay.
.xfinity.com.
Okay, good.
And so if you're not getting the speeds that you should be, there could be a lot of different reasons. Maybe your router is old and it doesn't support the speeds that are in your plan. That could be number one. You might have gotten a brand new smartphone for the holidays and you hand it off your old one to your child And you may not realize that that older device is slowing down all the devices on your network.
Hmm.
And we've talked about that in the past. It could also be that maybe there's interference in the home based on where your router is sitting, or maybe there is something going on outside. So, you know, checking the speed test is going to give you kind of that first glimpse into what's going on. And then if there is an issue, you can call us immediately if you're our customer, or certainly whoever your service provider is. As we're talking about technology, though, a lot of internet service providers are empowering customers to figure some things out on their own. So our My Account app actually gives you the ability to do some very, very simple troubleshooting.
Mm-hmm.
And then if for whatever reason that simple troubleshooting doesn't work, you can still call in. You can go through the app to make an appointment. It's very convenient.
Yeah. And talking about our systems and protecting the systems and different apps, Xfinity recently announced a new network security feature at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which happened recently, which prevents customers from visiting malicious sites, for example, and downloading those dangerous files that we get sometimes. Talk to us about what is that and how does it work?
Sure. So this new service is called XFi Advanced Security. And what it is, it's a brand new service that's powered by artificial intelligence. And it works to monitor, block, and inform our customers of any kind of online threats that are connect to any of their connected devices. So, you know, I'm sure you have antivirus software on your computer. And every time we get an update about, you know, upgrading to the latest software on our smartphone, we do it. But what about all those other devices that are connected to your home Wi-Fi?
Mm-hmm.
The doorbell, the thermostat, the locks, the lights. I mean, all of these devices are connected to your Wi-Fi. They are what we call Internet of Things devices, and they need to be watched over as well. And that's what XFi Advanced Security does, is it's watching every single device that connects to your home Wi-Fi.
Well, see, you're a little bit more advanced than I am, because I still my doorbell is still manual.
That's okay.
And my TVs, I still turn on, use the remote control. I did get Alexa not too long ago. I probably should figure out how to connect all that stuff one of these days, but I'm like, let me do it the old-fashioned
way. Well, you probably have more devices than you even realize.
Yeah, I know I do.
Yes.
But speaking of which, you know, you talk about antivirus, and we all have, you know, yes, we have it on our laptops and, you know, your desktops and whatever, but how is this system different than that? What makes it unique from the antivirus software?
Well, so first of all, the biggest difference is that our system is actually watching over all of the devices.
Mm.
So it's integrated into your Xfinity gateway, which is your router and modem combined. And so any device that connects to your Wi-Fi, it's going to be able to use artificial intelligence to look for what we would say are potential threats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Whereas an antivirus software, you have it on your laptop, and you have to have it on each individual laptop.
Gotcha.
So that is really the biggest difference.
So it's kind of integrating and covering everything.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. You did say it earlier. What is the cost? Obviously, it's not free, I'm assuming.
It's not free, but it's pretty inexpensive. It's $5.99 a month.
$5.99.
$5.99. Yeah, sorry. $5.99 a month. And it's really, really easy to add. You don't even have to call in. All you have to do is download the XFi app, which millions of our customers have already done so, and they're watching over their home network and monitoring how their kids are using, when their kids are using Wi-Fi. And then you go into the network settings and you can just turn on XFi Advanced Security.
So a lot of times when we get these different systems, though, there's this thing called potential conflict. And what I mean by that, so if you have antivirus software on your laptop and then you get this new system, is there a potential for conflict, or are they totally independent of each
other? They're really independent.
In other words, will your services be somehow interrupted?
No, your services won't be interrupted. They in no way conflict with one another. Your antivirus software on your laptop, for example, is going to protect your laptop, hopefully, from any harm that could be done to get your information. What XFi Advanced Security is doing is through your advanced gateway, it is watching over every device in the house, and it's going to alert you. It's going to automatically block any potential threats that it sees, and then it's going to alert you through your dashboard. And if there is action that you need to take, it's going to tell you what you might need to do. So if anything, it's going to work in tandem with any software that you would have.
Gotcha. We're talking to Michelle Gilbert this morning, and we're continuing the first two segments to hone in on your technology resolutions, if you will. The first segment, we talked to Todd England, and we were referencing specifically about your business, technology solutions for your business. But I wanted to segue into residential and really provide you with, through Michelle Gilbert here, some technology resolutions to help you protect your networks. And technology is becoming so pervasive and still moving at the speed of light that some of us, myself included, are not aware of all the solutions out there to help us. Which leads me to my next question. If I'm not an Xfinity customer, for example, what can we do to protect our networks?
You're out of luck. No, I'm just kidding. No. Well, so let me just say, I'm not aware of any other internet service provider that is to date offering this kind of protection that is integrated into your home Wi-Fi. But there are other software solutions, third-party software solutions or options that you can research and invest in to integrate into your router if you are not an Xfinity customer. If you live in our coverage area, we welcome the opportunity to earn your business. But there are also some very basic things, because let's face it, and I will say that there have been hacks done to some of those IoT devices that don't have interfaces, and it's probably going to continue. In fact, there's a statistic out there that Symantec reported last year. The number of attacks against Internet of Things devices is growing it grew 600% between 2016 and 2017. Yeah. So I think this is something, again, to protect yourself. But what I would say is some of the very basic things you can do obviously we talked about the antivirus software. Install software updates as soon as they become available, because a lot of times the updates within that software is for the protection of your device.
So is that the software update that we get from Microsoft where when you turn a laptop on, it says installing 1 out of 30 updates?
Yep. It could be that. It could be on your phone, every so often, whether you're Android or on the Apple operating system, you get those software updates. Not all the time, but sometimes some of those patches have to do with, potential security threats. So it's important to take care of those updates as soon as possible. I know this sounds obvious, but password protect and don't save your passwords somewhere where everyone can get to them. Don't make them super easy. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's a good idea to, change those passwords every so often.
If a company wants to be, here's a brilliant idea.
Okay.
Have one password for every single thing that we can do, because you have some that says, give me the uppercase, the lowercase, and then special symbols. And, we've all got 10, 15, I don't know how many passwords you got, but we all got different numbers of passwords.
So now my computer is now suggesting those complicated passwords for me, but I'm not trusting. I don't know where it's coming from. So I still create my own. I'm old fashioned. But I would also tell you, be prepared to track and lock your phone. Have the Find My phone app on. You can actually set it up so that you can remotely lock it. You can even remotely erase it if you figure out that it has been stolen.
Okay. Well, in closing, I got to ask you one question quickly.
Yeah.
How often should people turn off their, restart their routers or wireless gateways?
Sure. We recommend that people regularly do this every maybe 4 to 6 weeks. Your company is always, whoever your internet service provider is, they're always making updates and investing. So restarting your router, make sure that all of those upgrades go through.
And again, in closing, Michelle, what is the website? People get more information.
So on the residential side, you can go to www.xfinity.com. That's X-F-I-N-I-T-Y.
Michelle Gilbert, thank you very much. I mean, again, excellent recommendations and New Year's resolution on the tech side at home. Thank
right.
you.
Right. My pleasure.
Absolutely. That's Michelle Gilbert from Comcast, and she's the Vice President for Public Relations for the Heartland region. There'll be more guests at this commercial break on Small Talk with Mark Essley, brought to you by Domino's. Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Mark Essley, brought to you by Domino's on this cold mid-January winter morning in the Motor City. And yes, winter has arrived. Yeah, we've been waiting for quite a while. Not me personally, but you guys have been. But you know, Doak, in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What's happening in 3 weeks?
Spring training. That's right.
When are you going down?
Middle of March.
Yeah. How many years have you been going down?
18.
18 years.
18 years.
All right. And you know what? I got to say this before we proceed. We got to give a shout out to Matt Shepard.
Yeah.
I think that's great news. He's going to become the voice of the Detroit Tigers.
He's a good man.
He's a good guy. He's done everything.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good man. He's going to be a nice fit there.
Yeah, well deserved. All right, at this point in the show, you know I have to give my shout out. So I started real quick, AM 1270 here in the Motor City, for giving me this forum each and every single week to have a conversation with you. And also radio.com, because this show is streamed and broadcast nationally via radio.com. Also, LeeGroupInnovation.com, WWJNewsRadio.com, SoundCloud.com, TheHubDetroit.com, TheHubDetroit.com. So you may be sitting back and relaxing and reading your local newspaper, the Free Press here in Detroit, or your local newspaper across the country, or your mobile technology. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation with our very next guest, Mr. Phil Egan. Phil, good morning.
Hey,
how you
Mark.
Doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You're always smiling.
Well, because there's life is worth smiling about.
Isn't that something?
It really is. It definitely is.
You have that infectious, contagious personality.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that. Something I work at, though. Which,
yeah.
You know, nothing comes natural, but we have a choice, right?
Well,
we either go down that positive road or go down that negative road.
You got to go down the positive road.
I choose the positive and the light every single time.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Phil. Phil is an entrepreneur here. He's a musician. He's a film star. He's doing commercials here in Detroit. And I want to say he is from Detroit.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the other thing about Phil is that because of the recent situation in Pittsburgh,
yes.
I know you've got proceeds to one of your CD sales, and you're making donations to
the Tree of Life Synagogue.
The Tree of Life, yes. Synagogue back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's
exactly. The song is called Love is Louder. And after that tragedy happened, you know, like the rest of the country, I was just devastated. And, you know, we could all do something, even though it's just a small thing. You know, I think it's therapeutic. And hopefully the objective is, you know, just letting people know that you care. Because when a group like that is isolated, marginalized, made to feel like others, you know, you just the whole purpose was just I wanted to convey the message that, hey, you're not alone. You know, there's someone out here who you don't even know who cares.
Yeah.
Even enough just to try to just do a little thing. So it was a really simple thing to do. Just called and said, like, there was this voicemail message, and I just set it up with Spotify for the song. And I just, when I got the proceeds in, I just wrote a check or, you know, sent it in kind of thing. So, and it's not much in the grand scheme of things, but it's just so much more of just wanting to let them know that, hey, people do care.
But every
and you're not
bit
alone.
Helps. Every
yeah,
little bit helps.
Absolutely.
You know, and talk to our listeners. I kind of alluded to your background, but talk about some of the things that you're doing. I mean you're doing music and you're doing commercials. Talk to us
okay,
about that.
Okay. First of all, let me say that this is Small Talk. It's about business.
It's
and no
show.
Matter what you do, whether it's music, acting, entrepreneurship, it's all about relationships. And everything that you do in business, be it good or bad, about relationships. So I think if you start from that point and you have a good relationship and have a good mindset about relationships and you like people, you know, whatever you want to do business-wise kind of comes into play. I'll tell you a quick story. I used to work for Sony Music back in the day during my corporate America days.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman who hired me, who was the branch manager, Jim Hahn, he's living down in Florida now, He said this to me when he hired. He hired me. He says, you know what? Because I eventually became a marketing manager. We get into that in a second. But when I went from the entry-level position from merchandiser to a marketing manager, he sat me down when I had a team that I was managing. He said, you got to understand this. It's about the individual.
Absolutely.
You can give, sit five people down in a room and give them all an assignment. They're going to get to their own answer, the same answer, five different ways. You got to celebrate that. You got to celebrate the individual and build that relationship with that person and make them feel like they matter and they have an investment in the process. And if you understand that and can convey that to your team, you could build whatever. So under Jim Hahn, our branch won the coveted branch of the year, the Midwest branch, and the entire North America of Sony Music.
You are so right about business. Business is about relationships.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
You know, and you never know where you might meet people. I mean, here's an example. I met you through an event that Terry Lee.
Right, Terry Lee.
She's the she critiques the movie critic on WWJ 950, and I met you. You actually interviewed me.
Yes, I did. And that was a great interview.
He interviewed me for YouTube and for her ICU awards.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You ran the entire interview uninterrupted, right. Unedited.
Well, you know what? That interview was only supposed to be like 3 minutes.
No, we went on.
Like 11 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I called Terry. I said, Terry, I just can't edit this down. I'm having such a good time. And he was such a good interview. So she's like, I just run the whole thing.
Yeah. So but we've maintained the relationships. You talk about building relationships. And we have continued to converse back and forth. I know we've been kicking some ideas.
Yes.
Back and forth about some other things as well. So if you're listening this morning, and Phil is absolutely right, we're talking to Phil Egham, he's talking about the value of relationships, particularly as it relates to business. And you know what? Beyond business, in life, relationships are important.
Amen. Here's a funny story.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I can't. You told me not to yell at the microphone because I'm really like suppressing myself.
Calm down,
I really want to lean in. So remember when they had the film incentive here?
Yes.
Okay, and there's Sam Raimi came in here and did Oz the Great and Powerful. Well, I was an extra. I was on set for like, 21 days.
Yeah.
There was this older African-American lady, right? She's an extra, and they're treating her like crap. They're treating her like crap, right? Mm-hmm. Just marginalized, not paying attention to her. She reminded me of my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like all about Ruby White. So one day, Ruby wasn't there. She came back the next day. I said, Ruby, where were you? I missed you, Ruby. And she says, oh, baby, I was working. I says, well, where do you work? She doesn't say anything. Turned out she was Sam Raimi's housekeeper.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I'm like, whoa. Okay. Anyway, at the end, at the end of the 21 days, she says, like, hey, because she knew I was doing films or whatever.
Right.
She says, hey, baby, here's Sam's address and phone number. Tell him I told you to call.
Isn't that something? Relationships.
Relationships.
You never know.
You never know. But you don't venture into a positive relationship just for what you might possibly get.
That's exactly
out of it.
Right.
You just got to be a good person. And whatever you put out, we're mirrors, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you put out, you're going to reflect that right back.
And I always tell people, you know, it's a two-way street. A lot of times, I have a lot of people, man, who approach me.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of people who approach you.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, a lot of people who approach me, they want to, what can I do for them?
Yes, exactly.
I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way.
It's about service.
About service.
And value.
And, yes, it's a two-way street, though.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask you for something at times, and you're going to ask me for something. I'm okay with that.
Right, exactly.
But just don't ask me for something, and then do nothing in return.
Exactly.
That's called taking advantage of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening this morning, we're laughing, but we're also having a serious conversation.
Right.
If you want to grow your business, understand business is about relationships.
It's all about relationships.
A lot of people call me. I get messages constantly from people asking, can you do this for me? I'm like, well wait a minute. Excuse me? that drives me nuts.
No, I hear you.
That drives me nuts.
But you know what it is, though, Mark? I think a lot of people just, they haven't really been taught. You know, they just haven't, you know, a lot of it is just meeting people where they're at and their experiences. And unfortunately, I think so many people just haven't had the experience yet.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that what we do and where we are in our life, that we take the time to mentor and just let people know.
A lot of people.
And you do.
And
you do that. Because,
yeah.
You know, there's so many situations where there's so many young people today, you know, from all walks of life. And they want to do well, but no one's just really taught them how to do well.
That's exactly right.
So,
in fact, you know, and talking about your relationships, and you're an entrepreneur, and talk to the listeners based on your relationships, man. You have performed with some top-notch artists.
Yeah.
Nationally. Who are some of the artists that you performed with?
Nelly. A few others. But my favorite, though, this is my absolute
favorite.
Okay,
who is it?
We open for the Village People.
Don't go ahead. Why?
CA. That was the funnest show. And they were the nicest guys.
Well, how long ago was this?
Oh, this was a few years ago.
Of course.
It was a few years ago. It was over DTE.
Over
DTE, open for them there. And I'll tell you, but you know, look at it. They were really, really good guys, and they're still around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Touring the world, doing their thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, so that was like the funnest. Of course, there's other things. Had the opportunity to go to California, and I met with Viola Davis's company. They were talking about Swing Low, which is the award-winning short film
that you won.
Yeah, that we won some awards for. And it's all about relationships. That started simply from going to a film festival in Austin, Texas, and I was asked to be on this panel, and the VP of her company was also on the panel. And we were sitting next to each other, but it was just besides just the topic of discussion, which was the whole thing, which we won't even get into now. But it was like, he was a nice guy. I was a nice guy. He had a vision. I wanted to know about his vision. He wanted to know about my vision. And then from there, it turned into a meeting out in L.A.
So. And then you and I have been on stage together, giving out awards.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, we've done interviews together.
Right.
So.
And we've had, like, burgers and
burgers
fries.
We won't say where. We can give out free advertising. But right before New Year's, we got together.
Exactly.
Had a chance. And it was supposed to be, a 45-minute session.
Yeah. Right.
How long do you think it went?
Probably about 2 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly
I think it was going closer to three. I said, Mark, I got to go.
I said, I got to go, man.
Five more minutes. Turned into half an hour.
But and talking about your relationships, now you're doing commercials here in Detroit.
Yes.
You got one for one of the casinos?
Motor City Casino. There's another thing. There was a campaign last year, and I went in as an extra. And then the director, I don't know, he saw me, and he was like, okay, upgrade it. And then he put me to a principal, and I started getting all these checks. So I'm like, oh, this is nice.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all. And then they invited me back to be in the commercial for this next campaign coming up as well.
And the last thing I know, you and I talked recently, and you had a surprise because you were waiting in our closing couple of minutes together. There was a movie that I think you were being.
Yeah,
You were now a participant. You were selected for what movie was this?
I can't say what the movie is. You tried to get that out of me last time, Mark. I can't talk about it.
When are you going to make the announcement?
Okay, it's going to be it's in the next few months of this year.
Next few months of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So in our closing minute,
yes.
You mentioned you were with Sony, you're a marketing manager. Do you miss the corporate space? Have you had to compare entrepreneurship versus
Everything that we do leads us to who we are today. And I learned some valuable lessons because I was a merchandiser, marketing manager, sales rep, the regional sales director for Epic Records. So that was my entire trajectory with the Sony umbrella, which is now Sony BMG. But from there, we've gone to the Justice Clothing Company, and very quickly, it's a clothing company. Everything that we sell, we donate like item to a homeless shelter.
Mm.
And just recently, we were contacted from a shelter out in Hawaii, and we made a donation to them, a huge donation over the holidays. We had to use some creative, thinking to get the things out there.
Yeah.
But it's just been a blessing.
Yeah. So, Mr. Phil Egum, get the contact information if you want people to get in touch with you. I know you have a lot.
Yeah, sure. Phil Elam and Instagram, swinglow.com, directed by Mr. Marvin Towns Jr., Swing Low the movie, and the Justice Clothing Company, JUSTUS Clothing Company.
Okay. Well, Phil, man, you're dynamite. Always good to talk to you. Got to have you back in as the ICU Wars get a little bit closer
as
well.
Yes. We'll love to. We'll love to.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mark. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Go out
Thank
and make
you.
It a great day.
Thank you.
Absolutely. There'll be more guests at this commercial break on Small Talk with Marcus. We brought to you by Domino's. Good morning. Welcome back to Small Talk with Marcus. We brought to you by Domino's. Again, as I started the show, this is a special weekend. We are celebrating the life and the memory, the legacy of the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. His national holiday is actually tomorrow. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to have a very, very special tribute just to some of his great words as we wrap out the show. And his actual birthday was this past week, last Tuesday on January 15th. So we just want you all to make sure that we continue to celebrate his life and legacy. Right, Doug?
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Well, I'll dig something up here from our I Have a Dream speech, and we'll play it right at the end of the show.
Absolutely. And speaking of great people, this young lady is no she is no stranger to small talk with Mark Essley, Trish DeWalt.
Good morning, Mark.
How are
so
you?
So nice to be here
Good
again.
Night.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thanks
right.
for having me.
All right, so I asked Doug to keep his mic on for this segment as well. We talked the first couple of segments with Comcast about resolutions, but specifically about technology resolutions. Now, you, over a year ago, had your own unique resolution.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let people know what that resolution is. I'm going to let you tell people what that resolution was and how you came to do that resolution and how were you doing with it, all
okay.
right? All right.
Okay.
So this is not a business conversation, but this is an important conversation of how to take a resolution and make it successful. Okay, enough from me. Go for it.
You know, it was more than a year ago, New Year's Day 2018, I woke up and decided that I was going to be alcohol free. And now I didn't resolve for the entire year to quit drinking because I wasn't sure that I could do that. It was such a big part of social life and business life and just, you know, being around town. So I gave myself a 30-day experiment window to be alcohol free just to see what it might feel like. And at day 31, I was feeling really good and said, let's let this ride.
You got it right. Now, before I saw you today, I saw Dr. Deanna Lights, and she's the health reporter on WWJ, and I told her that we were going to have a conversation. Now, you know, I just said, we have you coming on, we're going to talk about your experience, right, of going alcohol-free. And unprompted, this is what she said to me. She said, usually it takes people 30 days.
No kidding.
And after 30 days, people either will make kind of make that decision, right? And that's exactly what you just said. You said after 30 days, you say, I was feeling great.
Yeah.
And you decided that I'm going to continue to do that.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, there's a lot that sort of came up mentally as I was going through the experiment. I was realizing that I was having a drink just because somebody else was having a drink. Or, you know, it just seemed like the thing to do or to have something in your hands. And realizing in that 30 days that you can order a soda just as easy as you can order a bourbon made it, you know, just it made it that much easier.
What? So I'm just curious. So what were some of the steps that you had to take? I mean, was there information that you read or you know, what? Just kind of talk to people about what you did in order to prepare yourself, if anything.
You know, I didn't really prepare for it. It was more like I woke up on New Year's Day and thought I should have felt crappier than I actually did, considering, you know, it was New Year's Eve the night before and we had a party. And I remember there was a girlfriend of mine on Instagram who had posted this gorgeous backbend that she had learned how to do in yoga that she couldn't have done when she was drinking.
Mm.
And she attributed that success in her yoga practice to being alcohol free. And I was like, you know, that's pretty cool. I would like to do that.
Yeah.
And so she inspired me. So that was one of the thought processes along the way. The other was I looked at Facebook groups of people that were experimenting with being alcohol free. You know, this wasn't a journey in sobriety. I wasn't trying to go to AA. I didn't feel like there was a problem, but it was something that, you know, I really wanted to commit to my health for the year. And so there was a group that I found called the Alcohol Experiment. And it's a free group put together by a woman who wrote a book, and I don't remember the name of the book, but just seeing that there are people all over the world also experimenting. Sometimes having a drink, feeling like it was a failure, but then coming back to the experiment, feeling strong and resolved again.
Yeah. Doug, let me ask you, you know, I don't know what your resolutions are. We've all done resolutions over the years. And generally speaking, how long have you been able to stick to a resolution? Any idea before you break it?
It varies. You know, it's a great question because depending on, you know, everyone wants to lose weight, and that's good for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then work out more. That's good about for till mid February, and then, you know, so yeah. And I'm proud of you because I've never been a drinker, so I wasn't raised around that, so I didn't do that. So, and I know people used to come up to me and go, so why don't you drink? I go, well, I just never felt the need for it.
And it's fascinating how kind of freaked out people are by it.
Exactly. It is. It's amazing.
Yeah, I just wondering because I think, and so Doug said, you know, probably, you know, 25 days, whatever, 30, whatever. Mm-hmm. We break them over several 4 to 6 weeks. How many days now or how many weeks have you been alcohol free?
So
today is January 19th.
So 379 days.
Well, today is January 20th.
So 50, you know, roughly...
A year plus how many ever days there are?
55 weeks, basically. Yeah, that's great.
I'm checking my calendar because I'm way off. See, I said January 19th. Today is January 20th.
And you know I need more coffee before I math that hard morning. Come on.
So let's see, 365 days, so 385 days.
Yeah, and it feels awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, people ask, are you going to drink again? I'm never going to say never, but I feel too good to think about it again.
So talk about... why you feel awesome. What are some of the things that you feel, how do you feel differently than when you were even consuming? And again, that's for the record, we're talking to Trish G. Walton. No, she did not have a drinking problem. Let's clarify that right now. All right. I mean, as she referenced, Detroit is a major market. We all get invitations to different things in this town. And when we get a chance to go out, we have a tendency of just reaching for a drink. Be social. It can be just a social drink as well. But she decided that, you know, she didn't want to do that after a while. And she made a decision. So how do you feel? What's some of the benefits that you feel for yourself personally versus when you were?
Sure. I mean, the physical benefits are I sleep really well at night. I go to bed at 10 and I don't wake up again until 6:30 the next day. I don't wake up in the middle of the night. I didn't realize that would be a benefit of not having alcohol. My yoga practice is strong. It's more fierce than it's ever been. I'm still practicing. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. But I feel clear. You know, I know this is a business show. My decision-making, my business acumen, my recall is so much better. And I didn't realize that was affecting me.
Well, you know, this is a business show, but let's talk about this for a moment. You're an entrepreneur. Well, heck, you're working for a major corporation and you get stressed.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we handle stress in different ways. Some people will work out. Some people will just chill.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, you know what? I'm going to go and meet some friends and drink socially. So we have different avenues for how we handle stress. And then there are some physical challenges depending on what you might decide to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, stress, my point is stress impacts your body differently.
Yeah.
And so you have found a different way, even from a stress standpoint. I heard you say you're doing yoga and you do some other things. I'm sure you're traveling and things of that sort, right?
You know I travel.
I know you love to travel.
We're on our way to Asia pretty soon.
Congratulations. Thank you. Taking the family.
You know it.
That's outstanding. Yep. So now... your husband, and when he found out you made that decision, I don't know anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
I just do, but we met maybe once or twice. But does he drink?
He does.
Is he still drinking?
Yep.
Okay. So when the two of you go out, like, has he been encouraging you, supportive, or is it kind of like, oh, Trish?
Totally supportive.
Outstanding.
Yeah, completely supportive. And, you know, he's got a designated driver no matter where he goes.
What? That's another outstanding point.
And my friends love it, too. They all know. Trish will drive. We're good.
So if you had to, if someone's listening this morning, and they said, this is an interesting conversation, and they're trying to figure out the steps to take, what would be some steps, some recommendations that you make? I'm thinking about it. I just can't quite get over the hump. What are some steps or recommendations for them?
And the biggest thing that I can say is be kind to yourself. Don't make it about do or not do, fail or not fail. I mean, if you decide not to drink but you have a drink, you haven't failed. You still have the opportunity to wake up tomorrow and not have a drink. Be okay. Be okay with taking the step, going backwards and going forward again. Find support. Figure out who's going to support you and who's not. And, you know, for me, it was an experiment, really, until about 3 months into my alcohol-free lifestyle. It really took 3 months before I said, I don't think I drink anymore.
Yeah.
Now I'm really comfortable saying, I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
So just be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself. Health benefits. Take this in the proper context, please. Some people will stop drinking and they lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever or other. So when you went through this decision, has your weight changed in terms of, you know, have you remained stable?
Yeah, two weights have changed. So okay. I've dropped a little bit of weight, and, you know, I attribute that to, you know, the healthy lifestyle that I lead. But also the weight of my pocketbook has gotten heavier.
You know.
Because booze ain't cheap.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we have a tendency, we being all of us, have a tendency of eating out too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, Doug, whenever I do my grocery shopping, my annual grocery shopping, I always post on Facebook, and I get food in my house, you're right. My money is heavier in my pocket. My pocket's heavier because I'm not eating out as much. I'm eating more at home as opposed to going out and then sending, you know, putting out another tip for somebody.
Yeah.
And that money is going into my pocket.
Right.
But I have to say, you talk about going out. Life doesn't end when you stop drinking. I still go out. I invite you to happy hour. I invite friends to happy hour. Let's go places and mm-hmm. have fun and be out. I don't have to say let's go out and not drink alcohol because
yeah.
it doesn't need to be a part of it.
Okay, so we have about a minute left together. So just if you had anything else that you want to say to somebody, I've never had this type of conversation on Small Talk before, but I thought it was so important because I think people need to hear this conversation. What would you say in the last 30 seconds or so?
I would say that there is nothing you can't do. You know, business is stressful, work is stressful, kids are stressful, but having a drink isn't going to alleviate that stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see stress, you say, hey, stress, how you doing? I got you.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm moving on.
Outstanding. Well, Trish, I got to tell you, congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you for giving the platform to do this. I hope if one person's inspired, it's really awesome. So thank you.
No, you inspire a lot of people. And I think that you're very welcome. And thanks for coming in and sharing the journey.
Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely.
And water is cheaper than bourbon.
So. The person might rationalize and say, well, the water is good with bourbon.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, as we mentioned at the beginning of this segment, this is the weekend that we celebrate the life and legacy of the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Doak, any thoughts from your standpoint?
I just want to play and listen and enjoy the moments. We need to hear this.
All right. So what we're going to do is right now we're going to say thanks for listening to Small Talk with Mark Esley. I'm going to be quiet. Doak's going to be quiet. We're going to go out with the famous words from the late, great Dr. King.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Yeah. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, yeah. from every mountainside. Yeah. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.